Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
All right, time to check in with our fashionista, Andy Page, this week and get it straight from her mouth what our fashion tip is.
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
Hi, Andy.
Good morning. It is time to break out the mistletoe and pucker up.
Nice. Mwah.
Yes. Well, this is the time of the year that everyone wants, like, beautiful red, you know, holiday lips. Am I right?
Well, I always think that it's too much for me, so you're going to have to convince me otherwise.
Well, a lot of people feel that way. Number one, you can find your perfect red. I mean, people say, I can't wear red. That's not true. Everyone can find their perfect red. But really, people avoid lipstick because it fades and it feathers and it runs all over their mouth and it's just too much work. So people just slap on gloss all day long and hear that it's nice to be a little more sophisticated. It's nice to offer a little more polish. So I want to teach you how to keep your lipstick on, keep it from feathering so that you can enjoy it all day long, especially under the mistletoe.
Okay.
So the first thing that you want to do is you want to put foundation and powder on your lips. So I know that we use foundation on our face, but I want you to put it on your lips and also powder it down. Now, the reason for that is foundation is an adherent. It is designed to actually hold things on, like your blush and things like that. So it's actually going to work on your lips. So put your foundation on and then your powder. Then I want you to take a lip liner that matches your red. Whatever red that is, I want it to match or just be a slightly bit darker, but match it as best you can. I want you to line your lips and then fill it in, okay? Then apply your lipstick. Now I want you to blot that. So blot that with a tissue. Then I want you to add another dusting of powder. And powder is going to set this, all right? It's going to keep it from fading. It's going to keep it from running. So far you have foundation powder, you've put on a lip liner, and you filled it in, you've put on your lipstick, you've blotted it, and now then you're powdering again. Now you have another clean kind of canvas, and you want to line and put on another coat of lipstick, and then you're completely set. That lipstick isn't going anywhere. It's been set into your lips, and it's not going to feather. It's not going to run, and you're going to have beautiful lips all through the holidays.
So foundation, and then the color, and then powder, and then...
Okay, I'm going to start again because you missed one. So we want to do foundation and powder. Then we want to line the lips and fill in with the liner.
Uh-huh.
Put on your lipstick, and then blot it.
Uh-huh.
You want to powder once again, and then line and lipstick one more time, and then you're set.
Okay, that's what I missed. I thought maybe you were putting gloss as the last coating.
Well, you know, glosses actually really affect the longevity of your lipstick. So if you use a moisturizing lipstick, something that naturally has like a really pretty satin to it, then that's going to be enough. Because the minute that you put gloss on it, it's going to really affect the wearability.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. And everybody thinks that that's helping it last longer.
Well, no. Gloss does not help it last longer. Not at all. Not at all. But that's how you do it. And then, you know, if you have been afraid to find the perfect red, or if you've been afraid to, you know, to foray into lipstick, this is how you want to do it. That will absolutely keep it on. And it's the time of year. You know, we've got holiday parties and soirees, and it's nice to look a little more sophisticated. So try now. But I will tell you that if you're looking for the perfect red, you always want to test your lipstick on your fingertips. Because your fingertips will allow you to see what color it's going to turn with your own body chemistry. So if you're someone who everything turns orange on you or everything turns pink on you, you want to test your lipsticks on your fingertips. It mimics the pigment in your lips most closely.
Because a lot of people will put it on the side of their hand, but you're saying no, on the fingertip itself.
That's right. The fingertip itself. That's where you want to test everything for your lips.
Thanks for the tip.
Yes.
Now, will this also keep the lipstick from coming off onto somebody's wine glass or coffee cup?
It can. I mean, it's probably going to come off a little bit, but it's certainly going to be a lot better than it would be if you didn't, you know, do the foundation, powder, liner, lipstick, blot, powder, liner, lipstick.
Right.
It's a process. That's why girls take so long to get ready.
Oh, but it's so worth it, isn't it? It's great to be a girl.
Absolutely.
Yes, of course. Well, and for more tips like this, please follow me on Pinterest. Of course, I'm always pinning things on Pinterest. And you can pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring. It makes a great Christmas gift. And, of course, you can go to senseofstyle.com. We have a brand new website with lots of great information there.
Star 105.7.